Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Tis the season, tis the reason, Hot Republic, we make Christmas happen. Add a splash of great rates, online applications, a dash of full financing. Wait, but something missing, sprinkle in a cash prize, throwing some quick approvals, all the ingredients to make Christmas happen.
This Christmas, take advantage of 95% financing for new borrowers, 100% financing for repeat borrowers, competitive rates, and more. It's true, all the right ingredients too.
Make Christmas happen.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Patsy pretended to Cecil that she saw someone looking in her bedroom window. She tried to seduce him, but he would have nothing to do with it and called June to come for him. He intended to stay with June and James, but she took him home, telling him that Lucille had gone back to New York. Right now, the village council is meeting.
Cecil, I'm glad I get a chance to talk to you before we go in the meeting. I just want to say I'm sorry.
It's water under the bridge now. Let's forget it happened.
But you must understand, I'm a woman with needs. And I couldn't resist
this
you because...
This is not the place for that, Sister Patsy. The meeting will start just now. I'm going in to find a seat.
Please, just a minute more, Cecil. I just want us to clear this up. You're a dear friend and I don't want to lose you.
Noted.
Says, where are you staying now?
I'm back at my house.
Wait, with Lucille?
Not that it's any of your business, but Lucille is not in the country.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I really made a mess of a good thing.
Sister Patsy, how you look so like a high mark run over you face?
That's supposed to be funny, Sonny.
Look, sorry.
I think I going home. Me neighbor stay for this meeting.
Is who upset you? This is an important meeting though. Everybody should be here, and since you're already here, what is the sense in leaving?
Should have just left here alone.
Sister Patsy.
Why y'all men stay, sir?
Excuse me?
I always ready forgot a woman thinking y'all more interested than y'all really is.
Wait, man, is who hurt your feelings?
I always setting people up.
Is Mr. Carter disappoint you?
I set myself up.
Look, at the end of the day, that man is a married man. I don't know how you fool yourself to believe you could actually get a man like that.
So what, God bite me, sonny?
No. But the Carters are of a certain standing here in this village. And you, Sister Patsy, man, everybody know your story.
Aye.
Look, cheer up, man. You are not the only person lonely. It looked like Bibi left me too.
What?
It's months now she has a cuba with your mother. So right now, I live in a batchy lifestyle.
Well, if
Well, that's life, you know, man. You just got to pick yourself up and do what you got to do. I decide I got to stop taking her when Bibi coming back. For my own health and sanity.
Okay.
Now, stop feeling sorry for yourself and let me go in the meeting. I chair in tonight since the village chairman out of town on some important business.
Good evening, everyone. I'm just going to do a brief report on the Restoration Committee.
Well, the same thing. I'll be coming here.
As I reported last time, the people I asked to be on the committee are Patrick Squires, Rhonda Boston, Lucille Carter, June Williams, Ryan Thomas, and Lawrence Moore.
Nice group.
Yes, yes.
Well, we met and we discussed quite a few things. We are using the Plan of Action for Regional Development as a model to help move Murundoy forward.
Excellent idea. Excellent.
Indeed, superb. Indeed, superb.
So we already spoke about designing the Murundoy flag. We're going to have somebody do a village song and motto too.
Nice.
I hope we get the people from right in this village to do all these things.
Yes, of course. After all, this is doing something for us, by us.
Wonderful.
If you're looking for somebody to write the song, my nephew is a very good musician, but you will have to pay him.
Okay. Noted, Sister Patsy.
For this Restoration Committee got money?
We have a lot of overseas-based Murundoyans who have pledged their support.
Dinah, are you trying to imply that people should not be paid for their talent?
When you hear I said a party,
you jump and ask if the Restoration Committee got money as soon as I suggest my nephew and that he has to be paid.
Well, we really touch it today. Mr. Carter, is we do she?
All right. We have to get some order, please. Order.
Please
order.
Know that we agreed to keep our personal affairs out of this meeting, and Dinah just broke the rules.
Monica, please continue. We ain't got all night.
Yes. Lucille Carter, who's currently in New York, is having a number of meetings with villagers over there, and she reported that it is going well. People are excited about seeing Murundoy progress.
Yeah, lovely.
Wonderful. A Murundoy overseas chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounding good, man.
Yes. Good work, Monica.
Well, in terms of the flag, Fineman has spoken to his son, Akeem, about designing it. Akeem is a graphic artist.
Sounds like the Restoration Committee gonna accomplish far more than this village council.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. All these committees are part of the village council. We are working together for the restoration and maintenance of our village.
That's right. Yes.
Well, I can just shut my mouth for the rest of the meeting.
Mr. Keata?
Shall we continue, Monica?
Yes. As I was saying...
Kudos to Monica and team.
Yes, good work so far.
All right.
So now we come to planning a Christmas event for the village. We agreed that this event will take place on Boxing Day. What ideas we have floating around?
Well, I think we should have a deliverance service because this village needs prayers.
You mean you need prayers?
Aye, Father.
All right, people. Focus. Focus, people.
I think a religious service can be a part of the event. We have Muslims, Christians, Baha'is, Hindus, Rastafarians in the village. All should be represented.
Agreed?
Yes.
Agreed?
Yes, it's about unity. Along with the service, we could have team building activities. We need to once again let people know what it means to work together, not only for Morondai, but for the region as well.
Agreed.
And of course, we must have some food and activities for the children.
Yes.
That's right. We sounding good.
Who's paying for this food? Look, I don't think we should feed nobody when everybody else is going to be full of food.
Patsy, you can't hold a Christmas event for the village and not feed people.
Agreed. Yeah. It ain't got to be no big, heavy set of food, just a snack.
Yeah.
I think that's doable.
Well, yeah, I'll just forget I in this meeting. I have nothing else to say.
Why you don't excuse yourself?
Dinah Boston! Stop addressing me, please.
All right. Order, please. Order.
Y'all excuse me. I am going home since my usefulness here seems to have expired.
Sister Patsy.
Ay, Father.
Mr. Carter, I'm glad you get sense and then fight up with the woman.
Not that is anybody's business, but Sister Patsy and I were and still are just friends.
All right, Mr. Carter. No need to explain yourself. Let's move on with the planning of the Christmas event.
All of them is a pack of no good.
Meeting over already?
Ignatius.
What happened?
I going home.
Somebody upset you?
Yes, what are you really doing here?
I'm getting ready to go into the meeting.
You ain't been here for weeks.
Well, y'all were talking about kicking me off the council.
Do the honorable thing and resign.
Nah, I'm a man that fight till the end.
Nobody wants you sitting on the council anymore. You're too corrupt, Ignatius.
Look, even a man like me could humble myself sometimes.
What you getting at?
I could be humble enough to admit when I'm wrong.
What?
A little humility don't hurt nobody.
Nah. You got something up your sleeve.
I've had a lot of time to think about the plan of action for regional development, and I've weighed the pros and cons.
So what do I mean?
It means that I'm a man who could adjust. I'm a man who could put my personal feelings aside and work for the betterment of the community.
It's all fools there, I mean, even though.
Why you have to be like that?
Look, can we go back in the meeting? I ain't going home no more. I want to see how this turn out.
All right, so we agree we will have a Santa for the children and some games, okay?
What else do you want?
And for the big people, even though it's Christmas, we can be giving out some information about what we're doing for the village and encouraging people to come on board.
Ladies and gentlemen, look what I found lurking outside.
Ignatius!
Why everybody carrying on like they see an alien?
What are you doing here?
Am I not still a part of the village council? I am here to apologize and talk about the way forward.
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. If you operate a registered small business and engage in activities that are not harmful to the environment, you should register with the SBB and apply. The SBB will then evaluate whether you meet the criteria of partnering banks. Once you do, the SBB will issue a referral letter. The bank will then assess your application and approve your loan if you are successful. Under this fair and transparent process, every small business is given equal consideration. But you have to take the first step. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Morondoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.